We pretend there's confusion, but truth down, your gut knows. Are you making a decision right now, big or small, that is borrowing from your future like a bad debt? Or are you making a decision right now, big or small, that is going to feed your future like an investment? And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Talk about consistency. We're back with colds and three-quarter voices, and we are doing it anyways.
Man, you really don't get a choice with a podcast, but nope. That's why I'm so grateful for it is, I mean, I think the whole success game is about consistency. So we were just noticed earlier that we had said some small complaints about podcasting. And I was like, you know what, though? It keeps us consistent. It keeps us relevant. You have to stay out there. And I'm so freaking grateful for it because it just constantly keeps us in touch with everyone.
Amen. And actually what we want to jump on and talk about today is semi-related to that. Is talking about every little decision that you make is either taking away from your future like a debt, or it is feeding your future like an investment. And Lori and I were, you know, we always go on a trillion miles worth of walks every single day. And it's how we bond. It's how we talk. We get some really good conversations when we're doing it. And that was one of the conversations we had this weekend. Matter of fact, babe, you turned it into an Instagram Reels and it's crushing it.
Well, I loved when we were initially talking about it, it was every decision that you're making is either borrowing from your future or it's giving to your future.
Yep.
So when you think of that in terms of literally anything, the people that you're hanging around, the food that you're choosing to eat, the bedtimes that you're negotiating with yourself.
Why do I feel like you're looking at me when you
early,
say that?
Because I'm looking right at you.
You guys, Lori puts me to bed every night at like 9, 9:30. And she, because she loves going to bed early. And she's like, all right, come on, time for bed. I'm like, I'm not tired yet. And then sure enough, the minute I put my head down,
yeah,
totally
I feel like I hear this so often with partners. One partner is always like, it's time to go to bed. And the other one's like kicking and screaming, like, I don't want to. And then they fall asleep the fastest, the one who doesn't want to go.
But that is a great example because then I wake up the next day and it's like, oh, sweet. I've got some massive deposits in my account from the future, AKA how today is going to unfold. And it's so freaking true that every little decision, guys, are you going to go hang out with that person or not tonight? Are you going to pick up that book and read 10 pages or not? Are you just going to go for a 20-minute walk or are you going to stay on the couch? Like, not life-changing decisions, but every little small decision, there is no neutral. This is what you got to understand. There is no neutral. You are either borrowing from your future like a debt, or you are feeding your future like an investment.
You know, it's interesting because when you look at it in the literal sense, with the food and sleep, you're literally borrowing time from your future. So you're shortening your lifespan with the choices that you make when you make health choices. And when we think of it in terms of even things with spending, I was just thinking, well, what's something that maybe you're borrowing from your future, but you're also paying for your future or paying forward?
Investing in, yeah.
And for me, I thought of a couple things where you're investing in yourself and investing in your business, but also sometimes even some of the trips that we've taken, it feels like you're borrowing a large chunk of money from your future. But at the same time, if it's expanding you and giving you creative space for ideas, ultimately, you can start to learn what sort of loans you can take out that will actually grow your money.
Yeah, that's fascinating. You know, it's funny that you just used the example of, you know, paying for a trip that you go on, one that's going to fuel you or feed you, might feel like you're borrowing from your future, but ends up feeding your future. That's how I know my business partner, Matt. You guys, this peer-to-peer lending app that I brought to Matt and said, hey, buddy, we got to build this. I need your help. You know, he had already built and sold a giant 9-figure tech company. That relationship, that friendship of mine would not exist without us paying $50,000 to go on a trip where we met him several years prior. And so we wouldn't have met him. And then I wouldn't have cultivated that friendship. And then I wouldn't have had the perfect person to turn to bring this tech dream of mine, this peer-to-peer lending app, alive. That's a great example of borrowing a little bit from your future, but you're really investing in your future. So then that begs the question, Lori, how the heck do you know if you're making the right decision? How do you know if you're borrowing it like a bad debt? Or if you're borrowing to invest it like a good move?
Well, I just want to say, obviously, that trip that we spent that amount on, that was stair-stepped from years and years of us investing and being in a place where we were ready when we met someone like Matt,
right?
That you were ready to create a relationship like that. But in the beginning, maybe a great way to look at it is it stretching you? Is it an amount or a thing that is stretching you? And will it make you become a different person? Will you have to step into a different version of yourself and leave old parts of you behind that aren't serving you and you know it when you go and do that thing, or when you go and take that trip, or when you go and get in that room with those people at that mastermind, or when you go and travel the world? Will it be expanding you in a way that feels like it's going to be something that adds to your life and adds to who you are, adds to your business? You know, there's a million different things. It's like if you're an author, if you're a podcaster and you go on a trip, I'm telling you, you'll have content for the next year of your life. You'll be able to refer back to different things. So you have to really look at it in the big picture of, are you investing or are you borrowing?
Yeah, I think my answer to that question would be your intuition knows.
Yeah.
I mean, we pretend there's confusion, but truth down, your gut knows. Are you making a decision right now, big or small, that is borrowing from your future like a bad debt? Or are you making a decision right now, big or small, that is going to feed your future like an investment? We truly do know deep down, and it's how good you become at getting in tune with listening to your gut as your ride or die homie that's whispering in your ear saying, hey, come on, man, we know this is the right answer. Let's do this. Or, hey, dude, we know that this is borrowing from the future. Why are we doing this again? Mm-hmm. You got to learn to really listen to that.
So in terms of every time you make a decision, if you can literally look at your plate, look at your day, look at the people that you're about to go and spend time with, and really think about, am I borrowing from my future? I mean, a way to think of it, am I robbing my future? Am I borrowing from my future?
Holding it up at gunpoint.
Or am I truly investing and expanding my future?
I love it. Hey guys, talk about investing in your future. We're getting to that time of year again where I start enrolling brand new members in our Elite Business Mastermind. Now, every year, half the group rejoins. That means every year, there's not that many seats. And it's for any entrepreneur who is making more than $500,000 in the year that they join. We lock arms for an entire year with the entire group. And our motto that proves true every single year is that every single thing you need is in that room or one introduction away. Like, imagine every hire you needed to make, every person you needed to partner with, every piece of advice you needed to get, you can trust it because it's in that room or one introduction away. That's what we create. That's what we cultivate in that room every single year. So if you want to be one of the people that gets one of the spots that opens up this year for 2023, you've got to start applying right now because it's first come, first serve in order of how I interview you for the Elite Mastermind. And we go through a great interview on Zoom to make sure everyone's a perfect fit for each other. That's how I create the magic in the room. So don't delay. Go to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Again, if you're going to make more than $500,000 in 2023, for sure, because everyone else in that room, they're doing 7 and 8 figures. So you have to meet our minimum standard. But if you're going to make more than $500,000 or more in 2023, then rush over to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Check out the entire page and hit apply. Again, go to chrisharder.me/mastermind. Check out the page and apply. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We always love and appreciate you.